Now, there's no let-up in the global food crisis. Today, the price of rice hit a new record. 1 ton of white rice from Thailand, the industry standard, is now selling for $1,000. The price has almost tripled in little more than a year. That's hit consumers in developing countries especially hard. Many of the world's poorest people are just not able to afford higher food prices. Meanwhile, hog farmers in Canada are having the opposite problem. The price for their product has plummeted. As Derek Stoffel explains, the problem comes down to an overabundance of hogs.
Canada's hog industry is in crisis. There are simply too many animals on the market, so farmers are facing a choice: brave the tough times or slaughter their pigs. On his hog farm in New Hamburg, Ontario, Claire Schlegel is weighing his options.
It's a terrible dilemma. We're in the worst situation that I've ever seen.
For six generations now, the Schlegel family has raised pigs on this farm, an hour and a half drive west of Toronto. Schlegel says he's confident his farm will survive, but as the president of the Canadian Pork Council, he worries for other farmers. And that's why he supports a government program that pays hog producers to cull their herds. For each animal they slaughter, they receive $225. The goal is to reduce the number of breeding hogs in Canada by 10%. Schlegel says that should also mean fewer Canadian hog farmers.
Some of us are going to have to get out of the business. You have to bring supply back into line with demand, and the only way that's going to happen is to reduce supply slightly.
There are a number of reasons behind the trouble in Canada's pork industry. One is, after years of disease, vaccines have increased the health of the country's hog herd. Another is the strong Canadian dollar. That makes hogs produced in the United States cheaper than Canadian ones. American meat is now flooding Canadian and international markets. Analysts say Canada's hog producers are in for a few years of tough times, but they do think the industry will emerge stronger and smaller. Alphonse Weersink is an agricultural economist at the University of Guelph in Ontario. He sees at least one positive side effect from the hog crisis. That is, North American consumers are at least thinking about food and how much it costs, something people in poorer countries are doing a lot of these days.
This international food crisis, particularly for developing countries, is maybe sharpening the focus on agriculture again. It has become front page news, and it had really been seconded to the back pages that if there were any problems with agriculture, it was not really an immediate concern to most people.
Back on his farm, Claire Schlegel is also keeping an eye on the world food crisis. When he thinks about food riots in some countries, he can't help but see the irony in Canada, as it pays hog producers to slaughter their animals because there's too much meat.
We're involved in one of the most noble professions there is, and that's providing a very basic need for people, which is good food. At a time when we see our friends, our brothers and sisters around the world, because of high prices, not being able to afford to eat, it's pretty hard to accept that we have to be in a downsizing mode here.
The hogs that are slaughtered in Canada won't do anything to alleviate the world food crisis, but some of that meat will be helping the hungry at home. About 25% of the pork will go to food banks across Canada, providing sausages and processed food for Canadians in need. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in New Hamburg, Ontario.